Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the morning meeting. Maddie's making me sit on this side, and we're going to talk about a lot of good stuff today. Maddie's back in the office. Yippee, 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 yay. John did fix this mic, so that's good.
Oh, nice. That camera is just way clearer, like drastically clearer, so.
You have to sit on that side.
What? Which camera?
This one compared to this one.
Like, okay.
I'm right now more blurry than you.
You give them the agenda real quick, and I'll fix your camera.
You unfortunately won't be able to, but I have a JM Entertainment concept. We have done Ball and Play training sessions last week and then tomorrow before Ball and Play 2 gets recorded. Shelfie is joining John Boy Media. That announcement went out within the past week, and that is so exciting. We will talk about that. YouTube Shorts, we have found some success there, and Jimmy has mentioned wanting to make concrete plans surrounding what our strategy there will be. Warehouse, we found Sundays are the best day. Sumo, you went to Sumo, things you missed, that came out. You met with the ICC, and Camp Fork was the worst summer of our lives. Everything there is brought to you by Factor. Shout out to the morning sponsor, Factor.
Factor. I did it a little better.
Okay, I trust you.
I think you're crispier than me now.
I don't. That, no way. I'm blown out.
Yeah, you're blown out.
Turn the color down?
Yeah, I blew you out.
Blew me out.
Well, it's tough when I wasn't sitting there.
Yeah. The other way. Keep going. Keep going. Yeah, no. Look at the table. It's the same. It's good.
Okay. Hello. Good job on the intro. Way to go. Way to go.
I'm stealing these from you.
Do you need them? We only have one set.
Yeah, it looks like it. And I'd rather make sure it's...
Before the season, I was just talking to Mike DeLeon about this, who was in the office yesterday. Mm. Actually, I didn't talk about this office space. I talked about the Stream Lounge. That before the season starts, I said around March 20th, we need to do like a resetting of the Stream Lounge.
Yeah, yes.
And get the remotes in order. Because during the playoffs, and it was the Cricket World Cup, I was working out of there, it was really organized and nice and clean. And it's gotten away from us, which I'm not upset about. It just naturally happens.
Natural.
But with the season starting and more people using it during the day to work out of there with games going on, it's too hectic, but he's busy with the warehouse right now, so we'll push it. And then maybe we add this studio to list as well.
I agree.
Kind of like we took a camera. Now the producer has that, which makes more sense. The producers don't need the BGI.
No.
We added them to the warehouse.
That makes sense. But having a wide would be awesome. And then like you were just doing,
I think
these two cameras matching.
We can have a wide, but we took it for Ball and Play. But that's, in my opinion, a fine camera that we can take for a tournament and then take back when we don't have tournaments.
Sure. Or, like, that wide camera doesn't have to be. Like, whatever this producer camera is, we could just use anything. But, yes, yeah. I think an overall just revamp before baseball season starts in this room would be.
And I'm trying to change the templates for Talking Yanks a lot. I told BBD that before opening day, I want them different for Talking Yanks.
Nice. What are they?
Well, I want it to look more like a show. Like, we have a nice studio, and we have three cameras, and we have the ability to switch to cameras. So, like, it's just been static for a while with the really chunky borders, which served our purpose when it was way more of a podcast than a show. But now that, like, the percentage of people that watch on YouTube is there, it's like we should use the full functionality of our setup.
That's interesting.
So like if I'm talking for a while, BBD switches to the wide of me. If Jake's talking, switch to him. If then have a double shot set up when we're both in studio, make it more like a show and more engaging for people watching.
Nice.
And then they even like putting like stuff on screen. We'll get there. I haven't talked about that. But We just need a bottom bar with like the info and the and all that. So it's, hopefully that happens. I've been wanting this to happen for a while. We started it last year and then it never happened.
We did it on the JM Baseball stream. I didn't know that that's something that you wanted. I know that a lot of other YouTube podcasts run that way, but we did it on the JM Baseball playoff streams where we had the big border in 2022. 2023, we just had the bottom bar.
Yes, I want them all to have the bottom bar.
Okay, we can do that.
It looks better.
Recording? Yes, we are.
Nice. How are you doing? Welcome back to the office.
Thank you. I'm very, very, very happy to be back. It was so boring. And the past 2 days, I have been 98 to 100% throughout the day, virtually 100 the whole time. It's just such a relief not having headaches and doing the commuting. And it's just way better, obviously. That's not a surprise.
That's good. I'm excited.
The office before has
been, yeah,
we get into anything else, please press subscribe if you haven't already.
Yeah.
Also, there are some channels when you say subscribe, the rainbow circle around the subscribe button goes. So please subscribe. If you weren't subscribed,
we don't do that?
No, it's an automatic feature. So we do it. So if you aren't subscribed and saw the rainbow circle go, press that button. And please leave your comments, questions in the comments for next episode.
That's wild that we don't do that. Like the editors don't do that. It just goes, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you a joke or
serious? No, this is not a monkey wrench. That was it's a serious update since the new YouTube CEO came in. One of the first things he did was when you say subscribe, the button, if you're not subscribed, does like a rainbow circle around it. And there was another thing. I don't know if it was hit the bell makes that go. I forget what the other one was.
Oh, I got big news for you.
Love that.
Blitzball Battle 4, Game 5, the one that came out last night.
Yes.
Is our most viewed of the tournament in 12-hour views.
Nice. And it's a Tuesday, not a Sunday.
Yeah.
Can you just tell people quick? We've got a crowded slate and not a ton of time, so all of these might be a little quick today, but can you tell people what you found with Warehouse Sunday videos compared to the other days of the week?
Yeah. Well, if people are tuning in for the first time, I have a giant manual warehouse engagement data spreadsheet that I've been using ever since we started the warehouse, and we've just run into good learnings, and I love it. And I actually have to make a rules for myself some days to not get into it. Like I can't update it on Mondays because I need to get videos and breakdowns done. I got three breakdown shorts and a full breakdown done on Monday. So then yesterday I got in the weeds a little bit because if I start, I don't exit. I just keep adding and adding and adding. And I've added so many stats to track it now. Yesterday I added days of the week for every game we've ever had to figure it out. So yesterday was Tuesday, so I'll update that.
You went back and filled in every game what day?
No. I built a group on the back end of YouTube of just the games that I track.
Okay.
And then.
Okay.
And then I exported that info and then I copy and pasted it. So I backfilled 135.
Cool.
It was easy. But I did manually update all 130 with these. I had to do these manually. I couldn't scrape it. Peak live viewers, average live viewers, chat comments, length of the video, and then chats per minute. Because I was interested in, I'm interested in the growth of the live chat. I haven't updated those for the last three. So anyway, what you're asking about is I did days of the week and which day of the week is the best. And in 1 day views, 2 day views, and mostly 3 day views. I want, those are the views I care about. People that watch it in the first 3 days. And if you look at all 130 games, Sunday is a winner in a landslide, like an absolute landslide. But there's only been 19 games posted on a Sunday. And
So the early tournaments might not be there, which might make the average go up.
Yeah. So I think it's, you can't look at it like that. So then I built in a place where I can toggle down all of the individual tournaments. So I can do like Blitzball Battle 1, and then I have a graph showing which day was the best. For 3 day views. And still, like, what we know is that Sunday and Monday went out. Those are the best early in the week. And we did come to this conclusion before Blitzball Battle 3, which might have helped us with Blitzball Battle 3, figure it out.
Yep.
That those are the best. Thursdays are a little tough, but we have too many games where I don't want to do, I don't want to do like one game a week. It would be a 15-week tournament. You would lose steam. Two games a week, there might be an argument to that, but I still think you lose steam by the end. And we have so much we want to do on the channel that like spreading things out hinders us a lot because we have so many things we want to do. So we have Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. I think we're in the best spot we're in, but it's also like kind of treating Sunday like Sunday Night Baseball and putting our best franchises there and maximizing the views on our biggest draws and all that stuff. So it was a good, like, it was good because it didn't come back with any learnings that were like, fuck, we've been blowing this.
Yeah.
But if I toggle it to Blitzball Battle 2, we did Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. I think sometimes we switch to the holidays. Mm. And Monday had the most three-day views out of the 3 days. And then I do Blitzball Battle 3. We did Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Yep.
Thursday actually has the most three-day views. But Sunday has the most 30-day views. So
the thought there might be Thursday has that extra day. Sunday to Tuesday is 2 days. Tuesday to Thursday is 2 days. And then Thursday to Sunday is 3 days.
Yeah. That makes sense. Floorball one, Monday one out. Floorball two, Sunday one out. But so that was, it was good to learn and look at. And then we have the data now. The live chat data is really cool too. I don't have it for the last three. I only have it for the first three. So it's a bit of a bummer. But the first two games of Blitzball Battle 4 are our number two and number three most average live viewers. And that I think is that's the 8 o'clock switch. More people can
probably
be in there now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. In the interest of time.
And you meant that when you said that's exciting. Some people might think you didn't mean it.
No, I meant it.
Yeah.
I did.
I knew you did. I'm just letting everyone know at home.
Guys at home, please. In the interest of time, let's keep chugging along. In the same warehouse vein, how was last week's ball and play training session? I wasn't able to be there. And then from last week, what are we looking to do this week?
Last week's ball and play training session. So for people that don't know, this is February 28th. Next week, next Thursday, is the first day of ball and play 2 filming, which comes out in June. Mm-hmm. And it is the most amount of players we've ever had for a tournament.
True.
We've never done...
Eight teams, four.
Yeah. We never, every time we do a sport that has four players a team, we've done 6 teams. So that's 32 players, which is exciting because 32 minus 8?
24.
24 divided by 2?
12.
12 players on each side in the stands. That's pretty good. If you saw Blitzball Battle 4, we filmed on the weekdays and like the crowds are empty for those morning games. And it's like, shit, we got to do something about that next year. Just it's hard for the players to get that much energy. So I'm excited to have that many people watching in the crowd. And then we have some people coming. Training session, we filmed 2. And it was like I changed everything. So I said the first dress rehearsal is going to be a full fucking dress rehearsal. So we always have 2. Mm-hmm. And we've always done the first week. We kind of like ease in. And then we like go back, watch the footage. Like, okay, the next one we got to dial it all in. It's like, but there's so much we want to change. So I'm like, no, the first one is going to be everyone wear the uniforms, everyone, the full crew, full director. We ran through the pregame show, so Dre can practice. The postgame show, which is a new format now where the announcers will be asking the players the questions. And it's a whole new setup and rig. And that was much streamlined. So the pre and post game went really good. So Dre's not even coming this week because he feels great.
Nice.
Me and Jake did play-by-play and color commentary, and Joe's was on sideline for the game one. And I really wanted to take game one and send it to the broadcast crew that's coming. Mm-hmm. And like, hey, here's a little sample of like what it is. Game one was so bad that I'm not even watching it. And not bad in the product by the broadcast crew, although everyone was a little rusty. Like there was some like camera movement. Like it wasn't the players on the floor. They didn't play ball and play. I don't know what sport they were playing. It was bizarre. Everyone kind of walked away like that wasn't it.
Were you a player?
No. And I think that's like, and Jake wasn't. And Jack Doyle wasn't. And Dalton wasn't.
Who was blank?
Well, because I wanted to get people that hadn't played the most reps. Like, Canobio played, but he wasn't an issue. Shelfie played. Luke. There was no running. There was no anything. And they were pitching so fast, Sam had to yell at him. It's not their fault. Like, they, I'm not trying to blame it on them.
Moira.
It was just like they needed a little more, like, I should have been on the floor helping. Yeah. The floor. Okay. So then I played the next game with Jake, and that was pretty good. But I still, I might clip pieces and send it out. I don't know. So it was good. There was a big list of stuff we needed to redo. But now the thought process is tomorrow, week two of prep, I am building a training session because we have to film a training session. So last week we did two broadcast tests that will never see the light of day. In the future, if we have our website and we have the subscription service, that's an extra something that we film and have that we just like dump right now that I would give to the people that like really want to see that process and the behind the scenes.
Yep.
And then we filmed a training session that comes out. And we played test cricket, which is like you hit till you get out. So it was like really like small ball. So I think to the average fan, it's not going to be interesting.
No, that's my favorite.
But it's my favorite too. But it is less like big hitting, and more bunting, more strategy. And then by the end, it came down to like close finish. So I think like people that stick around will like it. But I kind of forewent like big views there. And I was like, no, I really just want to like practice and get people to understand this. So I'm doing the same thing tomorrow. But we're not doing a game. Like, we're not doing a dress rehearsal game. The training session, I'm building it. It's going to be different, but it's literally to help the players train to play in a different style. And then it will help manipulate some gameplay for the broadcast crew to practice filming and switching situations that didn't really arise last week. So it's like week one, let's do two full games. See where we're rusty, see where we need to change. And week two, instead of just playing a game and hoping those scenarios arise, I'm going to manufacture like situational broadcast tests. Okay, the ball goes in that corner.
Yep.
How we do this? Okay, this happens, that happens, all that.
Nice.
And Mike made some really good changes with the radar gun and the... Have you seen where the radar gun is now?
I don't know if you want to tell the people a little behind the scenes or if it's going to be a June surprise, but I have seen it. It's cool.
Yeah, no, because we had a problem with ball and play because the people always run around and there's not a good pace spot to put it. So we decided to cut a hole in the actual strike zone, which was a little scary because that thing's badass.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to ruin it. But we put the radar gun, like, if you can see that. You probably can't see that on the camera. It's right in the middle. Sure, it should get a good reading unless the batter stands in front, which happens, but we'll just have to get a feel for that.
Maybe if the batter stands in front, the pitcher
just whips it at him.
Yeah.
I think we'll get a feel for, like, what it looks like. So that's exciting. The warehouse has a new layout, like a new floor plan that we haven't done before.
Colored that's exciting. Wall. Painted the wall.
Oh, yeah, we painted the wall, so it's got a little fishbowl feel. They'll probably see that in, like, just videos and training sessions and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good stuff.
I have one question for you, and I'll send the picture to Rob so he can put it in.
Okay.
This is I know it'll slow it down a little bit, but then I'll speed up again for you. Okay?
Yeah.
No worries.
Not worried.
You're worried.
You've explained my feelings to the audience today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just know you so well. Actually, I don't even know where this is, so whatever.
Okay. I'm
mad now.
Well, there are five topics that I highlighted in yellow that I think we should definitely hit on this episode. Do you have the sheet up?
I'll pull it up. Yeah, because we have a meeting in 29 minutes, right?
Yes. We have a meeting in 29 minutes. We have some questions to get into, but before we do any of that, a quick shout out to the Camp Fork shirt. I believe 24 of those sold within the first 15 hours. And if anybody doesn't know, We Got Ice, they made a video that went out on their channel. And Jack was explaining Camp Fork throughout. And virtually they made a shirt that stemmed from a joke in their video.
Who designed the shirt?
Blake.
Nice.
And we sold 24 of them. It's like the fifth highest selling shirt of the year, before baseball season. But
yeah, we haven't made that many shirts. Yeah. That's cool. I haven't watched the video yet, so I'm not in on the joke. So I'm just an outsider. But it was funny hearing our new, what's Patrick's title? Head of e-commerce? Or
yeah. Yeah.
Turn around and be like, what is this? Who made this? Because like, yeah, no one knew. But that's cool. It was a nice shirt too.
I bought it.
Did you buy the baggage shirt with my face on it?
No.
Well, I bought it. I'm going to put it up in the office. I redecorated my office. What do you think about that?
I did enjoy that. It looks significantly better. It was like surprising because you didn't think the one before looked bad until you saw the new one.
Yeah.
And
I can change that whiteboard now, Woody Page style.
Yeah, that is. I like that too.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that too. Taylor and Sam wore the baggage shirt.
Yeah, they twinned yesterday. And they also said that the baggage shirt got delivered like instantly.
Because I got mine. We all ordered it the day it came out. Did you see my tweet that if I see anyone in public wearing it, they get all the money in my wallet?
Non-employee, yeah.
No, friends, family, and employees not included.
Yes.
Some days I have a decent amount of money in my wallet. Well, it'll never be more than like $100.
Yes, but I mean, the shirt costs, you know,
whatever.
Do the math.
Yeah.
You bought one. You said you're going to hang it up. You don't plan on wearing that.
No, I can't wear a shirt with my own face on it.
I agree. I just wanted to make sure you weren't going to do that.
I thought it was cool that of all those shirts with the players' faces on it, baggage has the coolest one in a landslide.
No comment. I don't disagree. I just don't know enough to give an opinion.
Yeah, that's Maddie agreeing.
Capiche. Is that how that word's used?
Okay, ding, ding.
Yo,
next topic.
Jeez. Who's running the show here? Do you want to pick? You want me to pick?
You pick.
All right.
You're doing a great job whipping me through it.
Hell yeah. Shelfie is John Boy Media employee as of Friday.
March 1st. Yeah, very excited. If you don't know who Shelfie is, you're
where
out.
Where are you?
You're out. No, Shelfie's been, you know, we first met Shelfie when we went to the Easton event way long ago. Easton put together an event for baseball creators, and we got to meet a lot of people. Coach Ballgame, Dallas Brady and Carabas were there. I'm gonna not name everyone, so I'm just going to stop right now.
Yep.
Because Fuzzy, like a lot of people were there.
Okay, ding.
Ding, yeah. Anyway, Shelfie is a perfect addition for everything we're doing here. He emailed us because we had always invited him and collabed with him, and he's like been part of stuff, but he's an individual creator doing his own thing. I, you know, always figure, hey, they're good. They're doing well. And then he kind of emailed and was like, hey, if you're hiring, like, I'd love to join. I want to be part of something, which is kind of what Jolly said. He's like, no, I want to be part of something. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I can help with gaming because he does his own gaming. And now is like in the Jumbo Media system.
JM Gaming.
JM Gaming, his own gaming and Shelfie videos.
Maybe a new thing that's coming soon.
Yeah. He's a Phillies fan, so we can start some Phillies stuff.
JM Baseball, JM Football.
Warehouse. So
it's a really
like
good fit.
A lot of avenues where I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And we actually have to kind of slow play it the first couple of months because I think there's so much for him to dive into that we're going to strategically test out some lanes of new arenas because he also likes boxing or fighting.
Yes, yeah.
And then I think come June, it's like, let's regroup and decide what are the main
three
things
to four.
And it's like tighten it up and let's run fast. But yeah, he's a great fit. He's an awesome dude.
Yes. So
I'm very excited.
Shout out to Bama Dave 11 for asking about the creators. Was that a real ding?
Yeah.
Nice.
I went to YouTube, I typed ding.
Nice. Cutting me off. But shout out to Bama Dave for asking ding about the creators. Yeah, I cut you off.
You were ahead of the ding.
Okay.
Which is good.
Next topic, Paxton has posted on her story that John Boy Media and her have parted ways.
Yep, wish her the best. I wasn't going to address that and force her hand. She posted? Yeah, parted ways. Wish her the best. Thinks there are tons of friends of the company and good vibes and all that. So.
Yeah.
Part of ways. Yeah.
And then before we get to the factor insight of the week,
factor,
can you quickly hit on you mentioned a YouTube Shorts plan. Let's put some strategy behind this, because that's how YouTube channels gain subscribers. The main channel has done extremely well. Last week, 6,000 subscribers. This week, it had like 4,000 new subscribers. So
all from the one short that got 4 million views.
Exactly. So that's what prompted this. Can you just talk through that?
I just want to actually have sessions and make plans, and they just need to be low lift, but like good shorts. I think there's some, we just don't have the manpower to do a lot of stuff that I would do. Like, I think all the talking Yanks clips will do much better if we include the footage of the game we're talking about and do half and half. Because sometimes YouTube knows it's repurposed from a long form video, and then it doesn't really get love in the algorithm. It needs to be new.
That's so smart.
The breakdowns, we started putting shorts out that have my face in the bottom, and that's edited a little differently.
Yeah.
And then they have a better chance of going, because it's not just, hey, we just took this section of this long form video.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of editing work, and we have a smaller team. I don't know who's going to do that. But then there's other ideas that we can do that I think will help, especially as like a company. Like I got 25 minutes now to this meeting, so I'm not going to be prepared to table this bullet point. But you watch Instagram, and there's all those fads of people doing shit that, like, I watched one, and I forget their name. I shout them out if it's their original idea. But there was just like two dudes blindfolded trying to clap at the same time. And like, we can shout them out, put our spin on that, or think of shit like that for like the main account. And if you look at JM Baseball, the who can hit the can with a blitz ball first wins.
Yeah.
It's 2 million views or something.
And the swing one.
And the swing one has a million views, and the cornhole. Like, whenever we do something where it's like, first one to throw this ball in this thing.
Yeah.
So like every week, the social team or something, we curate a list of 20 that are very easy to set up, and we film those. Like, it's a little bit of a no-brainer to me, because we need to play in the rules of social media and get subscribers. So if we're talking baseball, we're going to have a strategy. Like, we've talked about that. Trev wants to do some shorts, find a lane. If we're talking Yanks, we need to figure out, hey, what can we do that is not a big lift, but like just be shorts on the channel.
I mean, when you first said that in the meeting yesterday, my brain went like trivia. Like, you and Jake should do a Yankees trivia short every week, once a week.
Yeah. And what the thing is, like, I say this to the team, and then we do 2 weeks where like we do these videos, and then it just filters out, because people are focused, like content creators are focused on the long form, because that's what drives revenue. And that's like, yeah, I agree with them. And then the social team is doing all the branded account stuff. Like, we just, it's just no one's priority, and we don't have anyone that it can be their main priority. So we kind of got to come up with like a more like sit down at a table, make a plan and a calendar, and then hold ourselves accountable to fulfill that plan and calendar. But even as I say that, I know it's going to be a tough task, because we're just, everyone's busy and does shit.
Yep. No, I think that we could definitely make, if we make a calendar, and I don't know, Sam and I can hold people to a calendar. So look, at this point, we have 20 minutes left before the next meeting. So let's do
Watch the combine.
Oh yeah. JM Football Combine. If you haven't seen it, episode one went out last night. Episode two will be tonight. Episode three, Thursday night. Go watch those. Those are edited well, and they are like funny content.
Yeah.
Did you watch the full thing?
I did.
Joe's?
I feel bad for Joe's. I feel bad because
he looked away. That's what's gone overlooked.
What?
If you watch when he twists his ankle, 2 seconds before, he looks off to the side. You got to be locked in.
He pulled his hamstring and then landed funny on the ankle.
Yeah, whatever happened to the leg, but 2 seconds before, he's looking to the side. You got to be dialed.
I think that might have been when it popped, and then his ankle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, my hamstring.
Yeah, I do feel bad for him.
Yeah. Someone was like, he had 10 minutes of stretch. I'm like, gee, guys, we're old.
He also
I stretch for a half hour minimum at the warehouse before I run or do anything these days. Like, if I don't get half hour of stretching my hamstrings out, then I'm fucked. Joe's doesn't stretch, and we need him to start stretching. But he was really in pain and hurt, so I felt bad for him.
I do feel bad.
And there's way funnier moments from that, so I
Yeah, that's not the funny moment.
I want people to, like, yeah, whatever. Sucks to pull your hamstring. I did it in a fucking costume, dressed as a sausage.
All right,
This is 19 minutes of rapid fire questions, kicking us off with the Factor insight of the week. Jimmy, tell them about Factor.
Factor is delicious, and they have ready-to-eat meals, making eating better every day easy. So you eat better, and it's easier. As you guys have heard me say, I do enjoy Factor because it kind of fits my lifestyle perfectly, where I'm really busy, and I don't want to think about what I'm eating. You know, I just choose the meal, and then I heat it up and eat it. I had one last week before we did watching Guts. It was delicious. I forget what it was, and it, like, filled me up, which is good, and I didn't overeat. I overate yesterday because me and Katie went to this Italian restaurant, and I haven't overeaten like that in a long time, and I just didn't sleep, and I still kind of feel gross from it. Factor did not make me feel that way. It was awesome. So they got over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that can help your make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. So what are you waiting for? Get started and have a feel good week of meals ready to go. Perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options done easily. And you can use code MOREJOHNBOY50 at factormeals.com/MOREJOHNBOY50 to get 50% off. That's half the money off. Decent chunk. If it was $100, you get $50 off. Math. MOREJOHNBOY50. It's not $100. MOREJOHNBOY50 at factormeals.com/MOREJOHNBOY50.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Our Factor insight of the week comes from NokeSport57. He asked, how do you and Jay prevent not interrupting each other when you have a guest on?
Well, if we're in the same studio, we can look at each other and kind of like nod, which is easier. If we're not in the same studio, if I'm at home and he's there, or even if we're in the same studio, we usually have a Google Doc of all the questions that we prepared for like the Boone. And one of us will like highlight it, a question on the laptop in front of us, and we look down and like Jake's like highlighting it, and it's like, okay, he wants to go here next, or you can type something and like, I got one, and then Jake will follow up. So that's our best. We still kind of sometimes run into each other at the same time, but I think that's normal in conversation. And I do want ours to be conversational, but I don't want to interrupt each other a lot, but I do think like it does happen, and that's fine
for sure.
But yeah, we have a Google Doc in front of us where we have like all the questions kind of prepped, or just kind of like topics prepped sometimes. Sometimes I'll write out exact phrasing because I don't want to butcher it. Other times it's just topics, and we'll like be both looking at that, highlighting, like navigating it when we have a guest on.
Love that. Yeah, I think that I noticed it throughout the past year with Boone, but you guys are good at bouncing back and forth. You rarely cut each other off when it does happen.
On the regular show, we cut each other off because we're just like two friends talking.
Yeah, different.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Thanks.
NokeSport.
Yeah.
So we got 8 questions in 15 minutes.
Easy peasy.
Starting out with Seth Gill, a regular listener to the morning meeting. Shout out, Seth. He got a lot of likes on this comment, so I wanted to kick off with this. What happens with all the pictures from the warehouse during games? Have you thought about using them to make Blitzball or warehouse trading cards?
I haven't thought about that.
We just
Sam and I just chose the best 5, and we're making them into posters to decorate the kitchen of the warehouse.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We chose some really good ones, too.
The best 5 of all time?
Well, the problem is that BB4, the one that's airing right now, we put the lights up.
Yeah, it looks the best.
And all of the we did go through all the tournaments, but all of them look so bad when you blow them up compared to the lights. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, yep. But yeah, we do have a bunch. We chose 5. Kind of like, you know, internal employees, we chose this one. I assume that was that. This one, because this is just a crowd shot. Oh, that goes so slow.
Okay.
Just a lot vibrant, a lot of faces and colors. Got the trumpet in there. That's cool. It's a spoiler, so I can't share it. That's cool.
Yeah, that's a thumbnail. That's coming.
And this one from Billy's is really cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a good one.
So you like the 5 we chose?
Yeah.
Nice. You didn't like the crowd shot that much.
I mean, there are just some awesome action shots, but I get it.
Not really. I thought there was. There's not.
Oh, my God. Yes, there is. It is tough though. A lot of the angles.
There was a cool one of Drew, but the crowd got a lot of faces involved.
Yeah, no, it's good to get a lot of faces on the wall.
But playing cards, I don't know if people, there's really a market for that. And I don't know how much it would cost. The logistics of it and the time versus how many people would grab them and like, would they pay for them and how many people? And then kind of the backlash of like the ick of like, if majority of people are like, no, like if 90% of people are like, what, dude, we don't want this.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh,
yes,
our bad.
Yeah. I've thought about it a lot before. It excites me. My thought was if we want to do a trial run, like we could print a base set where it's just one card for each person, nothing special about them. Like no, oh, this one's the five, this one's autographed, nothing like that. It's a base card for each player, and then each team has one base card. So it's a set of like 35 cards. The packs that you buy, it's just buy the one pack, you'll get all 35 of these cards. If those go crazy and a ton of people buy them, maybe that's an insight.
I think we have to play the game and only make 10 packs.
10 packs?
Yeah. So if you believe that the warehouse game is going to keep growing and getting bigger and bigger and better, and you want an early pack, there's only going to be 10 of them.
Okay.
That's how the card system, system works.
Well, that's, but I was saying that's where like, that's where you go big and it's like, oh, this card's only numbered to 5 and has an autograph and this one's numbered to 1 out of 1 and all that. But yeah, I mean, otherwise the other option is rather than make a ton of cards. Yeah. Just make a very few amount of cards. That's also possible.
What's the company? Shit.
While you look that up, Justin Rando asked about the order of scheduling with warehouse games. So he said, did you switch the first two games of the season so that the first game had more action? Was it We Got Ice and Jimmy Norp related? Will there be any more switching throughout the season?
No switching ever.
Yeah, we do not switch the order, but we do plan ahead of time going into it of...
Yeah, we plan the order, but we don't switch it once it's done because we don't want...
Anybody saying anything.
Yeah, it's hard for Rose and they need to be able to reference stuff, the crowd to be able to be standing and all that stuff. So we don't switch the order at all. It is what it is. But we do put a lot of thought into the order in which we film it. I have a pitch for the cards, okay?
Yes, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so this is a pitch for the company Whatnot. So all the sales team, you can clip this and you can send it to our reps there. Nice. They are like a live auction company.
Okay.
Okay, so Blitzball Battle.
I know who it is.
What?
I know who it is.
Blitzball Battle 5.
Yeah.
It's coming out in September. Every episode, we have... How many games are in a Blitzball Battle?
15.
15. So we'll make 15 packs of Blitzball Battle 5 cards of all the players in Blitzball Battle 5 and pictures from Blitzball Battle 5. And during the games, we'll do an ad read for Whatnot. And then we'll tell them that there's a pack for each game, limited, only 15.
Yeah.
If you want one of the 15... We're not going to make any more of this pack ever.
Ever.
So it's very exclusive. We'll auction them off on Whatnot, like after the game.
Yes. I like that.
So we'll give them a read for Whatnot, and then we'll make the pack. And then after the game, we'll do the live auction for like pack one of the 15 that we make. So it's very limited. Each game has a pack. They're the same cards in each pack.
Yeah.
Maybe the players sign them.
Yeah, or yes, or maybe do one pack that has one extra card, and that's it.
Well, you don't know which it is? Yeah. Well, anyway, so there you go. There's the pitch. Okay, you get an ad read during the game, and where we tell them this pack, they probably have to hold up a fake pack because the pictures will be during the tournament, so it won't be the real stuff.
Right.
And the signatures might be hard because people are out of town, but we'll figure that out. No, we probably could do it like they come back for whatever. Yeah, they come back in October, so in October they could sign them.
Yeah.
There's my pitch. Sales team, just did it.
I'm looking forward to when that comes into fruition. 9 minutes to go. That led asked. Yeah, we did the BB3 marathon. He asked about doing a like live TV, basically a separate JM Live or JM Rerun channel. I don't know if it would be a separate channel or what, but it's an always live. So you could just throw stuff from all of our channels. JJR, GeoGuessr, an old draft, anything. You have such a large back catalog. It might be cool and a nice little drip of income.
We just do that on JM Entertainment.
Yes, that was my thought too. We wouldn't open a new channel, but the thought of being live all the time, and it's baseball trivia, inside boxing live, we got ice.
Yeah. You just got to make the videos.
Yeah.
And like bulk them out.
Okay.
But yeah, I like that. Sam sent me a schedule at 7 a.m. on the dot, and then at 9 a.m. on the dot, same exact, sent me a Slack, same exact time, 7 and 9 a.m., same exact words. Reminder, would love to have the Slapball intro vid done by Friday. Oh, actually, the second time, reminder, would love to have the Slapball intro video finished by Friday. I just responded, is this a schedule reminder every 2 hours? Because if it is, I love that.
My guess is that she went, oh, I got to schedule this out. And then a day later, oh, I got to schedule that out. That's my guess. But
she's typing. We'll find out.
We'll find out after this question from Cade Chili's about the warehouse gear. I know you've done behind-the-scenes videos in the past. Would love a gear list breakdown for the warehouse. Are you running fiber or SDI to your cameras? What did you end up going for with the replay system? Would love to nerd out.
That's a video we can make. Probably need Mike's help, but like then it might be a long video. Because you ask Mike about the cameras, he's gonna tell you about those cameras.
Mike loves those cameras.
Yeah, we could do that. I can't tell you off the top of our head, top of my head. I know we got BG1s or X1000, X100 cameras. Those are a lot of them. Those are what we have in here, too.
Yeah.
Then the replay system, we're getting a trial run of this new one this summer, which is cool, which should help because our replay system is basic.
Are we still getting that floorball camera thing?
Oh.
I shouldn't have reminded you.
Yeah, I really want that. No, good reminder, because I have to pull from my budget, and I think we're pulling from, I think Mike has a budget for tech, and he's giving us a chunk, and then me and Sam have to get the rest. But we need to get on that.
Yeah, it would be coming up quick. I'm just sad because I won't be there for floorball filming, and I would love to do that. But floorball 4, I will maybe do that. Let's keep moving. Note that reminder down, though, or message Sam so you don't forget. Did she respond?
Yeah, she said she went to schedule it, and then it disappeared, so she thought it wasn't there, so then she scheduled it again. So I think you had it right.
It's a little mix of both. Flood of Red asked, would you guys ever think about trying some disc golf? I'd love to see you and Jake doing that laughing emoji.
Well, there is a video of Jake and I playing disc golf with professional disc golfers on Joe Mez Pro. And James likes watching that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dad disc golf.
Oh, nice.
Dad disc golf. Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad that you took the alley-oop. I was hoping that would be the answer. OJ Simpson, a regular listener, in all honesty, yes, said, is there a summer cookout or end of the year party for the John Boy crew? Are non-employees invited like warehouse players? This... Have people known about the potential warehouse award ceremony?
No, I don't think so. Did I mention it in my video with Zach, the announcement video?
I don't know.
We plan on having like a year-end wrap party in October.
Yeah.
And it would...
Warehouse-centric.
Well, at the warehouse.
Yeah, literally
turning the warehouse. I got to get Katie and Sam on that, actually, because my wife Katie wanted to help. Turning the warehouse into like a little banquet hall. Like when your high school hockey team has the end of year banquet and the first half we film it and there's awards for like player of the year across all Captain's League, Blitz, Warehouse Cup. And like Rose MCs it or Kelsey and Rose MC it together. And there's tables and then like probably then like have like a little like dance floor and like a party afterwards where everyone like a holiday party for the whole company.
Nice.
Planning on doing that in October because that crew comes out to stream some playoff games and we take one night off and we go to the warehouse and film this and then have that like party together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. We should have that on the horizon. We got 3 to 4 minutes here. This was something that you were half talking about this morning, which is ironic. Lexus 6582. Have you ever thought about doing a baseball 101 type thing? I got into baseball because of you guys, but I don't know all the ins and outs of it. It doesn't have to be too basic, but just to help people follow along. I know this has been like an idea that you've had.
Yeah, in a different way. I'm going to do some breakdowns. I'm trying to. I hope it doesn't get scrapped and I stay with it. Called like How to Watch Baseball. It's not like it's how to watch baseball, not how to, not what is baseball. So there's a difference, I think. Perk up during these pitches.
Yeah. I think that there will naturally be some baseball.
Here and that there. Yeah. It's more guided towards like if you like start dating someone and they love baseball and you just want to be able to like follow along without asking all those questions. What's that mean? What's that mean? It's like that. I have some sections. I thought about this like last week because for a reason, and I wrote down topics, but I want to stick to it. Sometimes if I say it out loud, that will make me stick to it. But videos like these take me longer than just like a breakdown sometimes. What did I name it? No idea. How to Watch Baseball Series. The Score Bug, a breakdown. Types of pitches, a breakdown. And at bat, a breakdown. The positions, a breakdown. Batting styles and stats, a breakdown. I don't like that last one anymore.
That last one's out. And speaking of the last one, we have the last question of the episode coming from Cheezer. What is the single nastiest pitch in Blitzball Warehouse history?
Probably Jerry's slider from Blitzball Battle 1 that had like 20 feet of break.
Yeah. It was just, he's so long that it's just coming all the way.
Yeah. Or it's a pitch that Colin Stone is debuting in this tournament.
Yeah.
The rising slider.
Nasty.
I don't think he got it in game one. Don't think he found it in game, his next game.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are like, what the f-? There's one that's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. And that is the meeting adjourned 1 minute and a half before our next meeting.
Hell yeah. Thanks. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And thanks for all the good questions. That was cool.
Good app. We're playing GeoGuessr today, 3 p.m. if anybody else
wants
to.
Wow, we are? Get on there and lose, losers. See ya. Love you guys. Bye. Thank you very much.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.